This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hydrated. I'm that fizzy kind of hydrated that you get from drinking just only soda water for 9 weeks.
Nine years.
Yeah. I'm part of a government experiment to make a man's blood fizz.
Is it bad to drink too much fizzy drinks?
Okay, so all signs point to no. I mean, there is some literature that says it degrades your teeth.
Really?
Like the bubbles in it? Yeah. I mean, obviously, like, sugary fizzy drinks is like will destroy your entire head and face in life.
Yeah.
But like everybody says no about like carbonated water, but I feel like it's that type of thing where 30 years down the line they're going to be like, "Oh god, this is why all of our kids' bones are jelly." Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, the LaCroix syndrome.
Yeah, you have a LaCroix tail. And everybody has to get custom pants.
Yeah.
I think it's like not worth, like that's something that would not be worth it. Like, too much LaCroix.
I think it's worth it. Try that beach, plum? Come on.
LaCroix is a low level soda water, I think, too. It's like the cheapest.
Oh, we can't all afford boobly, Sam. Sorry.
I really like, what's that? Like water, Mr.
Waterloo?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I keep thinking it's like Mr. Waterloo or something.
You like Dr. Waterloo's carbolic refreshment soda.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, oh, yeah.
I like that. Ladies and gentlemen, I think.
Welcome to Fight Island, the podcast about fictional fights in the very real island where they take place. My name is Jordan Dahl.
I'm Sam Wiles.
And joining us today, Sahana Srinivasan is here.
Hi.
Welcome.
Ready to fight.
Hell yeah.
That's how we ask people to come is aggressive. And, I see you're wearing brass knuckles on either hand and on your feet, which is an interesting move.
Yeah.
The brass toe rings. You don't see a lot of it. I also wanted to talk. We touched briefly, you guys, on pickles. And let me get a pickle power ranking here. Give me your top three. When you go to the store and you're like, I got to hit some pickles today.
Okay, well, if we're just talking like pickled cucumbers, I really I tried this like honey mustard like flavor pickle. It was like really good. I got it at the farmer's market, you know, the big one.
Yeah.
That place is great.
In Los Angeles, the one in...
The one near the Grove, I think.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. Awesome.
Yeah, those are good.
That's like the crown jewel of pickles. Like, you can't buy these. A guy makes them.
Yeah, they're like fresh.
And he sells them from his flatbed. Yeah. I can't remember what his name was. He disappeared in a puff of smoke.
They cost a
That's
favor.
That's how you know they're good.
Yeah,
exactly.
You gotta give him a secret. Yeah.
But those are good. I like those. Yeah. And then I really it's like the kind of pickled vegetables that you would put in like Japanese food, I think.
Okay, yes,
like,
yes,
it's like like pickled radish. Mm-hmm. No, not radishes.
Like
is it
daikon?
Radish? Daikon. Yeah. I love it. Yes. Those are good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then there's a South Indian like pickled mango that you eat with. It's like spicy. Ooh. And you eat that with
incredible.
Like yogurt rice or something. But it's like spicy. It's weird because the yogurt rice is like supposedly like good for your stomach because it has yogurt, you know?
Yeah,
probiotics.
Probiotics, yeah. And then like my parents would always be like, yeah, just have, you know, curd rice because it's so, but then the side dish is like a really spicy thing, which is like not good for your stomach.
Feels counterintuitive.
Well, like, yeah. Like certain picklings, like when they do like lacto fermentation, it makes it probiotic. Like
interesting.
Like freaking kimchi.
And kimchi. I love kimchi. Yeah,
I can't get enough of it. My girlfriend hates it. It's like because also when you cook with it, it like smells like sauerkraut. Yeah. God bless her. She believes in the power of probiotics, so she's like, yes, eat it. I will never.
Yeah, I heard kimchi's also like good for your skin or something.
Kimchi is sneaking into my top three. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, I love a Claussen half sour from the grocery store. They mm-hmm. keep them in the fridge for a reason. And I like the mozzetta cocktail onions is maybe the most Scottish.
Oh yeah.
It's like, let's fuck up some onions.
Just like the like pink pickled onions that just come on like a street taco are like some of the best things in the world. I would put that on literally everything.
Holy moly. Jeez. Okay. Well, despite this wonderful conversation, we're not fighting anything food this week for once.
Truly zero.
For once, because I can't do it again. I can't. There's bite marks all over my fucking desk from our food podcasts. We get so hungry and we bite sandwiches.
It is so embarrassing for like two big guys to be at the end of a podcast, just be like, we have to stop early because we both need lunch.
Need pasta.
Did you have to do that?
We did not have to admit it, and we did, which is we certainly didn't have to tell everybody, and we absolutely did that, which is humiliating. Truly.
And that's the truth. But we are we're not fighting any of those things today. We're not fighting pickled foods or anything like that. We're fighting kids shows, and we're kind of trying to keep it to the kind of Disney Junior, Nick Junior vibe, Disney afternoon situation, like kind of your kids' daytime television shows. Kids shows, you know them. You know them when you feel them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, that right there is a kid's show. Barney, come on.
Yeah.
The Teletubbies? Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So for any Sahana heads just joining us, this is the way the podcast goes down. It is a big game of who would win in a fight between. We do three rounds. We do a lightweight, a middleweight, and a heavyweight bout. The weight classes are kind of based on how much space they take up in your mind, not necessarily like physical weight. So the example we usually give is like if we were doing Seinfeld, a lightweight fight would maybe be, Jay Peterman versus the Soup Nazi, whereas a heavyweight fight would be Jerry versus Elaine, you know? So it's video game rules. So old people can fight gay people, men can fight women, dogs can fight babies, whatever needs to happen for the island to get the justice it craves. There must be a winner for each fight. We'll talk about strengths and weaknesses. We'll decide the fighters for each weight class, and then we'll each vote to see who we think wins. So when you think of lightweight kids shows, what jumps to mind?
When it feels a little, man, it might be a lightweight or more lightweight kids show because it wasn't mm-hmm. around for very long, is like Dexter's Lab or like Johnny Bravo. Are those kids shows?
Ooh,
I mean, that feels like you're getting into Saturday morning cartoon situation.
We're trying to be more divisive. Okay.
I'm thinking like, you know, I mean, when I think of a kids show, I think Barney. I think Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
What about Arthur?
I think Sesame Street.
Well, what defines
Arthur? Now, Arthur is educational.
I think Arthur is a kids show. But it also is, isn't it? I think it is. It is. But what do we mean by lightweight? Are we saying like, oh, it's for babies versus like toddlers and, you know, or.
That's a good question.
I think it's cultural significance. So like. Something that maybe didn't have the punch.
Okay, some shit that you would like see your nephew watching and be like, "What the fuck is this?"
Booba? Did you guys hear that? Booba?
Yes, Booba. Booba is
that's a good lightweight,
perfect lightweight kids show because it's one of those ones that you're like, "What the fuck is going on here?"
Yeah. It's pretty insane.
Absolutely.
Booba,
this is perfect.
Booba was like they took the Teletubbies and put them in like a CIA like psychedelics experiment and accidentally made them like too powerful and then like released them on the kids. And for some fucking reason, kids love it. They love it. They love the shapes. They love the
sound. Yeah, I mean, it's just they love the colors and the like sounds and the randomness.
The Booba could lead an army of children against us if they wanted to.
I am unfamiliar. What is this army cartoon?
Okay. Did you look up Booba?
Google
Booba. I did, and I still don't understand.
I don't think you're supposed to.
Booba is a British preschool television series created by Ann Wood and produced by Wood's company, Ragdoll Productions, blah, 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 blah. According to Ann Wood, the show's visuals were inspired by scientific photographs of microscopic life and cell structures. The main characters, the Boobas, are atoms of energy who sleep in charging pods. These are too powerful for Free Island.
I didn't know that.
Who could possibly face the Booba?
Is it this, just to confirm, it's this white-haired weird man?
No, wait, what? Okay, it's B-O-O-H-B-A-H.
What did you find?
B-O-O-B-A is a Netflix kids show with just an insane-looking, like, maniacal dwarf.
Oh. Interesting. Yeah, no, this is...
Oh, this is equally fucked up. This also looks crazy.
I want to see this Booba, too.
Yeah, there's...
Oh, I see.
All the different Boobas. Oh, Jumba, Zing Zing, Zingba, Jingba, Zumba, and Humba.
Sahana, I think I know the answer to this. Do you have kids?
No.
Yeah.
This was like...
Such a deeply extensive knowledge of the Booba.
No, I mean... No, I'm reading it. This is not... I didn't memorize their names. Do you see it? The characters?
Yes,
and then there's Grandma. Humba. What? Who's this grandma? Grandmama
is a yellow Booba. Zumba is a purple.
I feel high.
Zing Zingba.
Jingba. Yeah, Zing Zing Zingba. And
is
Jingba.
An orange Booba.
What is happening?
Someone called Cal Jaggers.
There's a narrator, and her name is Grandmama. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I would like to lock in the Booba because this is very weird and powerful.
Yeah.
And very lightweight.
I
would like to say, who could possibly stand up to the Booba now that we know that they're atomic super beings on a cellular cosmos?
A show that does make me, when my niece was watching it, I was like, this is like weirder than I thought, is Peppa Pig. It's pretty weird.
Oh, yeah.
I would say Peppa Pig is so popular now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's more of a middleweight.
It's higher than.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we got to be looking into the realm of like not this but like this, like
what about like Dragon Tales? Did y'all watch
Dragon
Tales?
Yeah, great. That's a perfect one.
Yes.
But is that lightweight? Like I loved Dragon Tales.
I think it is lightweight because it's you know, people love it, but it's not like it's not ubiquitous in the same way that like Teletubbies was or like Fraggle Rock or something.
But like
Teletubbies could take on the Booba maybe. Mm-hmm. But they're waiting in that heavyweight bout.
They were popular enough. They were like a Tonight Show punchline.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Not a lot of Dragon Tales punchlines.
Yeah. Yeah. Jerry Falwell isn't shaming the Dragon Tales for their sexuality or whatever.
Dragons are homosexual. Yeah. Oh boy, Jerry, do I have some D&D games you should check out?
Yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah. Yeah,
Dragon Tales was like my favorite show when I was 5. So maybe I have like a deeper attachment to it.
Okay, well, I got to ask you, could we get a fair fight out of you if the Dragon Tales squad was to take on the Booba? Or are you too heavily invested?
No, I think it would be a fair. I think
this is a great
idea.
We
decide.
Okay.
So Dragon Tales versus Booba?
Okay. So the question before us is, who would win in a fight between the squad from Dragon Tales and Booba?
It really sounds like an A24 horror movie on some level.
Truly. Let's put a fucking thumb
Dragon
in the fact
Tales
that
and
there,
the Boobas.
That there is an alternate Booba who seems to be some kind of Finnish house goblin. I don't even want to fucking get on that trolley.
I'll post it with the episode. There are two kinds of Booba and I'm gonna think about them as
and
I try to fall asleep. They both look like paralysis demons.
I feel like there's a Booba just sitting in the corner of their room. Like, they're going to be listening to this, like...
Oh, God.
Crying. You know?
Mm-hmm. No.
So
we're
sad.
We're really alienating our Booba audience.
Yeah.
Okay, so
hey, if you're listening to this and you're 4 years old, stop.
Yeah,
it's gonna get bad.
Yeah, maybe put on a kids podcast. What is a little kid listening to a podcast while they're doing their dishes? Come on,
they listen
stop.
To the Booba casts, and it's just Booba weird casts. Hypnotic sounds. Yeah. Commanding
Truly,
them to buy different products. Okay, so we've talked about Booba. We know more than I ever cared to know about these horrifying things. Let's talk about the Dragon Tail Squad. What do they bring into the fight? What are they?
They're like magical, right? Like each dragon mm-hmm. has a different power or something.
They got Max and Emmy, mm-hmm. who are kind of their, and Enrique, who are kind of their link to man world.
Yeah.
And I think, unfortunately, human counterparts is a liability. I think the Booba yeah. are going to go straight. The Booba are microscopic, we know. They're going to see these flesh children and be like, Booba, into all of their, like, face and nose
oh,
and ears.
No.
And, like, start fucking them up, you know. But would that, I mean, if anything, that's going to drive the Dragon Tails squad into, like, a fury they've never known before.
Yeah, they've never had to be aggressive dragons in the way we think of, like, a Game
yeah,
of Thrones style
like
dragon.
Friendly dragons, yeah.
But, I mean, immediately, if their human wards are...
being attacked, right?
Yeah, I don't even know. Can they save them, or is it like a fucking...
I think they would. They're very loyal. Like, I mean, I don't. In the episodes, they're always, like...
Sure.
Hanging out with them, they love. I think they love them.
Oh, yeah. I think they love them. I think they're capable of love.
I think they love those kids.
I just mean, like, would they even have time, or is it too late? Would the Booba be on them and vaporize these kids' brains from the inside out, and then the dragons, in absolute rage, are driven to, like, you know, be like, you forget, you trifle with ancient lore.
they're also magical, so can they shrink
we are
down?
Dragons first, yeah.
Can they shrink to the size of the Boobas, and then that's how the fight happens?
Cassie can. I think there's a dragon called Cat.
Hell yeah.
Cassie okay. or Cat? Yeah, Cassie. Okay. Well, she has to feel insecure in order to become
okay.
as well. I
Damn,
think.
Then they would have to be like, Cassie, this is your fault. It's your fault that Max and Emma
You
and
didn't
Enrique
wear a mask in the
vaporized.
Grocery store. And that's why we have the Booba.
The Boobas. Oh,
you went to a concert.
Yeah, then she can become small and then fight the Boobas.
Interesting. So honestly, that is recourse. I think that these dragons are furious at this point.
Yeah.
If even one of them can get small and, like, you know, drop dime on the location of these Booba, I feel like if the Booba are in the children, unfortunately, they're going to have to burn. This is so grim. They're going to have to burn the corpses of these children.
Oh my God, no. But, wait, that's fucked up.
But ultimately, win the fight against the Booba. I'm giving my vote to the squad from Dragon Tales. I think that their rage drives them to victory.
Yeah, I feel like Dragon Tales for sure. I just like the show more.
I knew it!
So.
I'll throw off a dissenting vote for the Booba because I find them much, much scarier. And I think if they're on a home turf of, like, inside a child's nervous system or whatever, they know what they're doing.
Boy, I'm even seeing a world. God, what about this? The Booba, what do? They don't incinerate your brains from the inside out. What do, Sam?
Do they do like a Jesus, what's the name? Their bodies, do they, yeah, do they body snatch? Are they?
Body snatch.
Yeah.
Emma, Enrique, Max. And
Wheezy.
They're like, we are the Booba Dragon Tales. We've come for your soul.
It becomes Children of the Corn.
Yeah.
Okay.
But in that moment, could the Dragon Tails do it? I don't know if they could, because as Sahana said, they love
Well,
those
okay. I think that the what if the Boobas can't even get into the dragon world? Because in order to get into the dragon world, you have to do that. You have to, like, get out this, like, magical egg and say some prayer.
Read a book or something.
Yeah, you have to be like, you know, I wish with all my heart to fly with dragons in a land apart. And they start tripping, and then they end up in this dragon world.
I honestly, I think there would probably be some infected anti-mask moron grabs the egg and brings the booba into the world.
Into the dragon world.
Into the dragon world. But ultimately, I'm still giving my vote to the squad from Dragon Tales.
I think I'm changing mine. It's a clean sweep. I think Dragon Tales does it.
It's a clean sweep!
I think even if they tragically have to torch the kids, they still win. I think they still are victorious.
I think it would be awful.
Yeah.
I think it would be awful, but hey, that's Fight Island, baby!
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Okay, ding, 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 clean sweep. The Dragon Tales squad are the lightweight champs. All right, middle weight kids show. Now, I feel like there's a lot more kind of meaty options here. We could, if you guys wanted, shift it to like Saturday morning cartoons. We could talk about the Ninja Turtles. We could talk about the SpongeBob's.
I think SpongeBob's definitely heavyweight.
I think SpongeBob's absolutely heavyweight.
True. I also think that's a different category. I think the live action... or at least semi-educational kids shows is the way to go.
I think, well, we were talking about Peppa Pig, right?
Yeah.
Would that be middle?
Yeah. Drawn to disturb you, I feel like. Hey, what if a mouth didn't work how you thought and it was on the side bottom of your head and it was bad?
Yeah.
I hate it.
And we were raising a generation of children to think that.
So I heard, I saw a TikTok that was like, apparently... kids during growing up, like during the pandemic or whatever, which is crazy that it's been that long, are developing British accents from watching Peppa Pig. So
I saw
much.
That.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Peppa Pig syndrome. They're getting raised by Peppa Pig and Daddy and Mummy Pig.
Exactly. So they're like calling their parents Mummy and Daddy. And like the TikTok was like, the mom was like, no, seriously, watch this. And she like asked her kid, she was like, what do we call it when we go on vacation? And she was like, holiday.
Yikes.
What?
Oh my god.
Like, that's a step away. Like you said, Sam, children of the corn.
Yeah.
British children. They're eviler. I know.
Have you guys seen,
I was one.
Have you guys seen,
that's not true.
Have you guys seen the TikTok of the kid going around thinking everything is hand sanitizer? There's just like there's like a 1.5-year-old just putting her hand under different things, thinking everything is hands because she's only seen her parents do.
Whoa.
When you leave
that's
the house,
so
you get hand
sad.
Sanitizer. It's a little it's kind of a bummer.
She just like puts her hand
under a tree or like under a car and just thinks that's what you do is like you then wipe your hands together after you like fake get some sanitizer.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's fucked. That's messed up.
Buck wild. I want to throw these out there just because I think they're both probably lightweights, but y'all remember Gullah Gullah Island?
I do.
I don't.
Sahana was not born.
Am I too young for this?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. This is a Nick Jr. joint. It was kind of like took place on an island. There was like, it was kind of a tropical Sesame Street vibe, but there was like a big frog guy who was like the Gullah Gullah frog. And it was ridiculous. But I wanted to get that out there. Also shout out Eureka's Castle to my Eureka heads.
Mm-hmm.
But they're both at least lightweight.
Yeah.
Do you guys know Caillou?
Yes.
Okay.
I only know like in passing, like I recognize a picture, but I don't know his deal.
I think Caillou could face Peppa Pig. I think the only problem is that Caillou is probably lightweight or probably banished to some kind of weird knuckle fighting.
Yeah.
Caillou fucking sucks.
Everybody hates Caillou.
Yeah,
I don't even know why.
People deeply hate him. Was it just like a generation of parents were like, we couldn't handle this one for some reason?
I think it's because, there's no like more. It was basically like, this kid complains a lot. That's it. Like, that was the premise of the show.
Caillou
I think
sucked and often got their way. And also, Caillou has, like, watered-down Doug vibes.
Inexplicably bald.
Yeah. And they finally killed off Caillou or something. Shot down in the season finale. No, they got rid of the show. I think it's done completely. They did a red wedding on him. It was insane.
What?
Yeah, something Caillou got canceled. Like, literally, the show was canceled. Caillou wasn't at an all-right rally. Caillou was caught pinching butts at an alt-right rally.
Oh, God.
But the only problem I see is that I don't see Caillou as a middleweight.
Yeah.
That's... What do you see him as, lightweight?
Yeah, I think it's some weird welterweight. Honestly, it might be for the Patreon what, scuffle peninsula.
What about...
they let him out of a cage.
What about Peppa Pig versus Arthur? It's a little age difference, but...
Oh, yeah.
I think it could happen.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, we're locking it
in. We're doing it.
Okay, so the question before us is, who would win in a fight between Peppa Pig and Arthur?
And is it the casts? Because we fought the whole cast of the last one. So
that's fine. That's fine. But I think, you know what?
I think it should just be Arthur versus Peppa Pig.
I think you're right. But I think the cast is here. I think they're like, I think this is in the Fight Island, Fightatorium or whatever. And they're all filling up the cat. It's all the cats from PBS daytime programming and everyone from Nick Jr. or Disney. What's Peppa Pig on?
It's British, right?
It's British. It does the syndication. Whatever. They're all here too. All the British shows nobody knows about. Postman Pat is here. Fucking Pink Windmill. That guy who was an actual monster. He's not here, notably.
Yeah, Peppa Pig is Channel 5, Nick Jr., Cartoon Network. Yeah.
Nick
and
Jr.
It's on Hulu.
I like that about British TV, that there's just a channel called Channel 5. I think that's fun that they claimed the name of the channel. Good job, everybody. Good job, culture.
When I was growing up, there was literally four channels. There's BBC One, BBC Two, BBC Three, and get this, BBC Four. And I knew them as distinctly as like fucking Fox and CNN in my mind. You know, I knew that you go to BBC One if you're a hip young kid. You go to BBC Four for comedies and silliness, you know?
Yeah.
Men dressed like women, Sky the best joke.
It's very silly. And then Sky TV came. Changed it all. Okay, so I got to say, we've noted that Peppa Pig has the ability to alter the minds of children.
Yes, that is powerful.
And to I can almost see it seems like Peppa Pig is once again, I hate to you know, push this pedal a little too much, but Peppa Pig can infect, can change your friends, you know. I could see Arthur being like
Buster is British now.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Francine.
Yeah.
I forgot my lunch. Can I have some of yours? And she's like, no, blockhead. I've only three kippers. What in the world?
Arthur's got that rage. He's got that balled up fist from the internet.
Yeah, the Arthur meme.
Yeah. He's mad, baby.
And DW could back him up. Like, DW is like a badass. Yeah. Like, what are those DW memes where she's like,
DW kicks shins all day.
Yeah. Okay, I just remember the Peppa Pig, the meme where she's like talking to her friend about how to whistle or something. Do you know?
Yeah.
About?
Yeah, she's on the phone with her friend and she's like, I don't know how to whistle. And oh no, they're both learning how to whistle. Neither of them know how to whistle. And she's like, I don't know how to whistle. I guess you just put your mouth in blow, and then her friend does it like seamlessly. She's like, this, and she does it easily. And Peppa just like puts the phone down, like immediately, like she ends the call.
Peppa will cut your throat in a dark room. Peppa is ruthless.
Yeah.
Real quick, this is the good DW meme, which is you're just standing outside the fence, angry.
Yeah.
Which it's there's so much rage on the Arthur side. There's so much repression.
Truly.
And then isn't there one where like someone's over at Arthur's house and DW's like, hey, why don't you stop spending time at our house and go home or something? Yeah. Something like really like mean and
ice cold. So I could see. Yeah. Okay, so here's the problem. Flat-footed Peppa Pig is gonna wreck this fool. Arthur is a sweater-wearing, juice-drinking son of a bitch.
Okay, I don't think Arthur has a chance. Like, I think Peppa would beat up Arthur.
One-on-one.
Arthur is just a milquetoast. You know, it's his fate. It's his fate. And so I think this, both fighters in this sense are given, like, flat-footed, Peppa takes Arthur no problem. She brought in some piano wire or something and is like, this is how we do it across the pond. And like, I think prior to this, Arthur has been training with DW.
Mm-hmm.
DW has been showing him how to be ruthless, how to have what she has, how to use the balled up fist.
She's home aloning him throughout the house.
Arthur has the strength. He just doesn't have he doesn't know how to use his muscles.
Got the smarts, the strength. He doesn't have the courage.
Which is what DW has.
Or DW's tyranny of will. She's terrifying.
Yeah.
Really. And I think that if he can do it, if Arthur can see the path of DW that DW shows him, he will become a ruthless fighter that can pull this off. And at the end of the day, that's the question in the episode where Arthur has to train to fight Peppa Pig to the death, possibly on Fight Island.
Mm-hmm.
Does he do it? And yeah, Arthur almost always does it in the PBS episodes, which is why I think I gotta give my vote to Arthur for this one.
I think I might too.
All right, I'm gonna let Sahana be the official tiebreaker, because I'm gonna vote Peppa Pig right now.
Make a case.
Because the thing I remembered about Peppa Pig that freaks me out, and it will freak Arthur out into the point of it shakes him. It scares him to his core. They got human teeth. Those pigs with human teeth. It's messed up. I don't like it. When they sing and talk.
So does Arthur.
He also has human clothes and human ideas. And when he sees pigs with he sees pigs with human teeth, he loses his mind.
But they
all have human teeth, huh?
They are.
Okay, I think it's because, okay, maybe it's more confusing. Like you said, the nose is not in
They look unruly. They look horrifying.
Full Picasso monstrosities, the Peppa Pig family.
Yeah. I think if you could somehow like 3D-ify real life them, you'd be like, oh, Arthur still looks like a kid's toy. The Peppa Pig pigs, if you made like pigs that looked like that, you'd just like, oh, God, like kind of Monsanto shit. It would ruin your day.
It's like flounder.
Yeah.
It's all on one side of its body.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Oh, man. Okay, that's hard.
That does feel like it would cause some kind of eldritch madness in Arthur. Like, oh, they didn't prepare me for what it's... I've only seen them on screen.
Man.
I was thinking with Arthur. I think the training, I think the path, I think DW... walks him through, like you said, like a fucking ridiculous prank house.
She's like like the girl from Kick-Ass.
Who, Peppa Pig? Oh, DW?
I can't be there with you, Arthur.
Yeah, I think I'm going to vote for Arthur.
Arthur, ding, 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 takes it. Arthur trains to the point of looking like fucking... who's the guy with the eye patch from Street Fighter? Sagat?
Oh, yeah.
And shows up with like bandages on his hands and fights through his horror. I do think Arthur's forever changed.
Wait, I just thought about, okay, Arthur, what is he? He's an anteater? He's an aardvark? What is he?
Yeah, aardvark.
How small are those things? Like pigs are...
About pig size.
Okay. I felt like, aren't they smaller than pigs?
I think aardvark. They are smaller than pigs.
This is a good point.
Oh, they're tiny. Aardvarks are tiny. Average pig versus aardvark.
What? Oh my God, aardvarks are tiny. They're like the size of an armadillo. God, they're cool. I'm sticking with it. It's Arthur, y'all. We're not talking about any ordinary aardvark here or any.
Yeah, he's
pig.
A giant.
He has human hands. Yeah,
he has human hands and a dad who goes to work. ding ding ding. Arthur takes it.
Yeah.
In the middleweight about. Thank God.
I feel like we've really missed the boat on domesticating aardvarks and armadillos and stuff. Like, why did we not get some of those in the mix? Why are we doing dogs?
They carry horrible parasites.
Yeah, whatever.
Who doesn't have a little leprosy?
We've done a lot of TikTok talk, but the ones of like unconventional pets, I think, are the best category of like, this is my raccoon friend. He's got hands.
Oh yeah.
We like play board games and stuff. And you're like, yes, more of this.
We're connected. We're connected in a way you'll never be with your normal stupid pet.
Yeah. Look at my raccoon. He made a Lego set, like pretty damn close. Some of the colors are wrong, but that's about it. It looks a lot like the Batmobile. Yeah.
Do you know Brad Wenzel's joke? Shout out Brad Wenzel, friend of the pod. Do you know his joke about raccoons' hands being too smart for the rest of their body?
No.
He's like, yeah, you'll like hit him with a flashlight and it'll like shuffle a deck of cards at you.
That's funny.
So funny. Okay. Domesticated aardvarks aside, I agree with you, Sam. I would love to have one of those things walking around the house, freaking people out. But we've come at last to the fight that everybody's been clamoring for all year. The heavyweight bout, kids shows, educational children's television, heavyweight fighters. Who do you think? Who do you think is in this bout?
Dora the Explorer.
Absolutely. I think Dora would number one with a bullet.
Yeah.
Dora.
What's the other top?
Dora's deadly too. Dora has been made into an action movie.
Yeah.
Blue's Clues? What's like the other education?
The other educational heavyweight.
Now, I think if anyone could take on Dora, I think we need to keep that in mind because, okay, Dora the Explorer, has officially been canonized as like she goes through the jungles, she leaps and bounds and takes on tigers and
good fighter,
you know, teaches people about grammar and Spanish words all the way. So who could possibly fight against that? And I think Blue's Clues could possibly, because Blue adventurous, absolutely. Blue's constantly dipping into worlds of imagination where they are a pilot or whatever, or under the sea fighting an octopus. Also, very keen eye, Blue, spotting clues.
Yeah,
almost like Batman.
He's doing he's maybe doing the extremely stupid Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock Holmes thing where he can think fight.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Think fighting.
That's like the worst Guy Ritchie thing ever. Is like, oh, look how much he's think fighting.
The genius Guy Ritchie trope, think fighting. I disagree with Sam on this point. I think it rocks.
He calculates where his fist will go.
And that has nothing to do with the fact that I take a weekly think fighting class at the Y, and I've spent over $1,500 this week.
It's important to stay occupied.
Yeah. I'm thinking of other, like, similar...
Yeah. Let's keep going. There are more heavyweights. I mean, obviously, Barney. Obviously, Barney, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Sesame Street.
Sesame Street. That's...
I mean, that's the all-timer.
Fraggle Rock?
Sesame Street is like the other all-timer, I think.
What about Fraggle Rock? That's a middleweight.
That's not popular. I mean, that's... I don't think Sahana knows what that is, even. So that's how you know it's not a heavyweight.
Sahana. So, in 1922...
Oh my God.
A bunch of people in the 70s took acid and tried to make a follow up to the Muppet Show.
It is wild as shit.
What?
With an incredible fucking theme song. One of the all time theme songs. Chase your fears away. Worries for another day. Anyway, we can't do it.
Nope.
Okay. Sesame Street. I think is a contender. Now, do we do Sesame Street?
Because Sesame Street, then that would be against like Teletubbies. I feel like those two.
Yeah, they're not conventional cartoons.
Yeah. I love it. I mean, I like Sesame Street versus the Teletubbies if y'all do.
I'm into that also. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think also one of Dora's it's maybe not as much a kids show, but like Adventure Time, that's like an equal like explorer guy with a backpack and a friend.
Sure. Dora versus Finn from Adventure Time is a great fight, but I think that's a different show. I think that's an all cartoon show.
Mm.
Well, I don't think they would meet in this one because Adventure Time, while wholesome and spiritually educational, They're not trying to teach anybody how to read.
That's true.
Unless it's part of the arc.
I mean, Teletubbies versus Sesame Street makes sense, but then what would make sense for Dora to fight?
I think Dora versus Blue's Clues is very good.
I like that one better in terms of theme.
Okay.
And I also like thinking of the Mortal Kombat version of them, where it's like, again, adult Dora, who's basically Indiana Jones, versus like a Cujo-style Blue very fun.
Or would it be like a Steve who's there as like a mastermind and he has this crazy guard dog that's Blue?
I'm into all that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Lock it in. Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna lock it in. So the question before us is, who would win in a fight between Dora of exploring fame and Blue, the clue finder?
Yeah. Damn.
Now I think Sam was closer. I think it's gonna have to be kind of a humanoid Blue.
Yeah.
With me, you know, Steve is there, but Steve is like terrified of Blue at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Steve is just like, yes, oh yeah, we'll find those clues, Blue, whatever you say.
Okay, so Blue is sentient and like, well, he is Blue, in the show, or she. Yeah.
You know they, what? I'm not exactly sure. Let's put
is
Blue they?
Blue's a girl. A
boy or a girl? I think she is a girl.
Yeah, she's a girl.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, yes. So definitely he's terrified.
Okay, yeah.
she's a powerful woman.
She's a powerful female fighter.
Yeah.
And Steve doesn't know what to do with that.
Yeah.
Steve doesn't know how to move forward. Okay, yeah. I like the idea. And again, I think we're in the fightatorium. I think we've got, like Sam said, kind of the Mortal Kombat versions of these fighters. And I think for some reason in my mind, so like in the show, as Sam mentioned, the Blue's Clues era was really the getting stoned and stay and skipping class and watching Nickelodeon era for me. So I have watched a weird amount of Blue's Clues. And Blue was constantly slipping away from Steve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Blue was constantly, it was like, where did you go this time, Blue? And Blue would, and he'd have to like hop into a fucking soup they were making or something that day. And find Blue like hiding behind the broccoli, and we would all we would look for clues to find. So yeah. I think Blue is nothing if not elusive.
Yeah.
Is he like dashing?
Well, is Blue's the one leaving all the clues, right?
Yes. Yes.
So she's up to something.
She is up to something. She's also traceable.
Yeah. Mm, oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, Steve always solves the whatever.
Always.
You know?
Always.
So hey,
she's a little sloppy. Blue's leaving footprints, you know?
Yeah.
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 She's not that rare, fastidious, clean dog that's always cleaning up after itself.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, Dora.
Go
ahead.
No, Dora like goes through so much shit in her show. Like she's like, okay, but she's blind. Like she's like, where's the mountain? And we're like, right behind you. And she's like, what?
Absolutely. So she can't even, she's terrible at looking for clues.
Oh, that's a really good point.
They both kind of suck. Right?
She's right behind you. Dora, she's got a knife.
Yeah, she, Dora would not see Blue like standing right.
You're right.
But, yeah. then she has that power to be like, swipe or no swiping or whatever. And then
Yeah. That's the thing is I think in hand-to-hand combat, I think the second Blue lays a paw on Dora.
Yeah.
You know, Dora, it's over. If Dora like tangles Blue up in some kind of MMA move that she learned on her travels or something. I don't think Blue would. Jeez, I don't know.
If we're including kind of their like accoutrement is Dora has like a chimp friend, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So does that
Boots, right?
Boots? Yeah, is Boots also like a full like the way Blue is a sort of vicious dog at this point is Boots like an ape
savage ape
is trying to eat fingertips and scratch eyes out?
I think that's happening to Steve.
Okay.
Yeah. Like almost yeah. immediately yeah. boots is yeah, yeah. on Steve. Yeah. Face, fingertips, genitals.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They all go in that backpack.
Look, it's Fight Island.
Oh God.
That's how chimps fight.
Sure. I guess.
No, look, you can't deny that.
Don't look at what's happening to Steve.
I know one chimp yeah, fact, and it's they go for your fingertips and face.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And
yeah, Dora has all these like
we don't want to talk about.
She, you know, she has the backpack. She has the mask. Mm-hmm.
She has so many tools.
Yeah.
So many tools. It's I see Blue places the clues for others to find. Blue mm-hmm. is kind of the architect of the situation, mm-hmm. whereas Dora follows the clues, and I think Blue Whoa. Could win this fight without throwing a punch. I think Blue could lead Dora
astray.
To her own destruction.
Yeah, yeah. Like she could set it up, and yeah. like Dora could think she's.
Yeah.
Like one way, but it's not.
Yeah. Where's the car?
It's Jigsaw.
Over there. It's over there. Jigsaw. My okay. God. Blue is Jigsaw.
Right. And like Blue doesn't have any enemies really, but Dora, Swiper doesn't like Dora. And so Swiper mm-hmm. could like team up with.
Oh my God.
Blue. Blue. Like he has someone from her world, like uh-huh. helping him. Or helping
absolutely,
her.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is for sure. Okay. So first of all, I'm locking in a vote for Blue.
Mm-hmm. I'll vote in opposition, Jordan, just partially for suspense of the podcast. But also I think Steve's a liability. I think Dora has all these, everything that Dora has brought is helping her. Steve is just kind of a like, worse Dora, like a way worse Dora, who's just like, hey, how about these freaking clues or whatever? Yeah. No, bringing Good nothing to the table fighting wise, but Blue yeah. has to worry about him. Mm-hmm. And I think that unfairly distracts, and then Dora's able to, like, you know, pull whatever weapon of choice out of the backpack.
Sure.
Okay, but what about
Joe? It falls to you.
There's
what about
Steve?
Joe?
There's
oh my
Joe.
God.
And then there's a new guy. Wait, let's see. Who's
there?
The
is a new guy.
Blue's Clues. New Blue's Clues guy.
Holy shit, you're right. As Steve goes down, distracted. Josh?
Yeah.
As Steve goes down, distracted by boots on his face, who steps out of the shadows? Joe. And fucking Swiper. Piano wire again. Joe's down. And then here comes Josh.
They just keep coming. You can't.
They just keep coming.
You can't keep up with the replicants in the green shirts. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sahana, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask for your vote. Who?
Okay. Has there ever been like a truce? Like,
there's never been. I mean, there has been, but it throws the island into turmoil. There's earthquakes. People die. God. Jobs are lost.
Man, this is hard.
It is.
I was gonna support Dora because she's like feminist icon, but Blue is also.
Hey, listen, there. I mean, there is a yeah.
That's hard. Oof. Okay. I'm gonna vote for Dora.
Dora, actually. Ding, ding, ding! Dora the Explorer takes it. Heavyweight bout. Her accoutrement, her backpack, her many. Her gadgetry pays off, I think. I think, honestly, I could see a scenario where, like, Blue is trying to trick mm-hmm. Dora, mm-hmm. and Dora's like, I planned for just this occasion, and has, like, fucking some binoculars or, like, a magnifying glass, like, night vision goggles, and, like, a fucking long-range sniper rifle.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Or ding, maybe, ding, ding. Like, Blue, like, does a clue in Spanish, but she gets the word wrong or something. And Dora's like, wait a sec, this is fishy. And that's when she knows.
Yeah, Blue plants an obvious non-Spanish speaker. Yeah. And Dora's like, wait a minute, and like pulls the mask off. It's Blue under there.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. Dora the Explorer takes it. Heavyweight bout, kids programming. Sahana, thank you so much for joining us today. Where can the people find you on the internet?
Sahana underscore Srini on Twitter and Sahana.j.srinivasan on Instagram. And I have a kids show myself on Netflix called Brainchild.
Watch Brainchild. Check out all of those things. And also check out my co-host, Sam Wiles. Where are you at on the internet?
On Twitter, at VoteSamWiles. And if you're in L.A., come to my show, Rod Stewart Live. It's a live stand-up show. The next one is September 8th at Permanent Records Roadhouse. It's super, super fun. We sold out last time, like, in a couple hours. So if you, as soon as we drop the ticket link, jump on it.
Rod's back.
Rod's back. Yeah.
And I, of course, am Razor Lou all over the internet. I'm on the Twitch these days. I play video games there and D&D, twitch.tv/RazorLou. Check it out. It's a lot of fun. We have fun in there. And if you liked listening to the pod, also check out our Patreon podcast. What would you call them? Relish podcast side dishes?
Yeah. We give you little 15 to 20 minute morsels of extra fights. Sometimes we have guests, sometimes we don't.
It's a very hilarious name.
And shout out to our new patrons. We got some new patrons this week. So
shout out to the new patrons, and shout out to you, the listener, for just hanging out and giggling with us. Thank you so much. Until next time, that does it for Fight Island. Sam, why don't you count us down, pal?
3, 2, 1.
All right, it's all over. Break it up for Fight Island.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.